Good evening, Audio Bloomerians. It is absolutely sweltering in my little shoebox at the moment, and that's because we got some very unseasonably hot weather in the past few days, and my parents have not yet had time to put my air conditioner in my window, understandably so. And we didn't expect the weather to get quite as hot as it did. I think today the temperature got up to 36 degrees Celsius with the humidex factored in. Blah. So, I'm melting! Fading like a flower, as the old song says. Well, it's old now, anyway. I think it came out in the mid-90s. Anyhow, I had, primarily speaking anyway, a lovely day. So I thought I would come on Audio Boom and tell you all about it in case anybody's interested. I'm not sure why that would be, but, you know, stranger things have happened. Okay, well, this morning and part of this afternoon weren't so great, because I had a lot to do today, and I was running around like the proverbial headless chicken, trying to get things done before church. I needed to do 2 loads of laundry, including sheets and towels, and since I've had the windows open a lot lately, trying to let some cool air in, my house was horribly dusty, and I had to get that taken care of, and dust the furniture, and vacuum, and clean the bathroom, and all that fun stuff. So I tried to take care of most of that before church, but didn't get it all done. So I had to do some of it when I got home. And that was not fun because it is so bloody hot in here. I do have a fan going. It's not on at the moment because it's really loud, and all you would get, I think, is wind noise in the mics if I turned it on right now. So I had a bath early this morning before I cleaned the bathroom, and that helped considerably with the horribly sweltering feeling I was experiencing. But then, because I had so much work to do, I ended up wringing with sweat by the time I was done, and I had to wet my hair again. And when I had to finish the rest of my work this afternoon, again, I was absolutely soaked in sweat by the time I was done, so I had to wet my hair another time. So, all told, I had to wet my hair 3 times today. Well, I washed it completely once, and then had to wet it twice just to make myself feel a little cooler. And make it look presentable, because when it's really damp with sweat, it tends to go frizzy now. I used to have really long, straight hair, as the picture that is on my profile probably indicates. But then during a problem I experienced with hormonal insufficiency and dysfunction, I lost a lot of hair. And when it grew back, it grew in curly. But if I don't wet it completely and let it dry naturally, or if it gets dampened with sweat, then it turns frizzy. Anyhow, this boo is not about hair. Sorry to the cowsills if they're listening, which they would not be. Anyhow, church itself was absolutely awesome. First of all, we sang Morning is Broken, which is a hymn that I've loved since I was 5 years old, and which we have never sung in the service before, at least not to my knowledge. They might have sung it when I was absent, but I don't remember ever singing it in that church before. So I got a little teary-eyed this morning. It was lovely. I realize it's kind of a corny hymn. I love the Cat Stevens version. I also love the one by harpist and folk singer Mary O'Hara. But yeah, I've thought that the words were beautiful ever since I was 5 years old. And so I just thought that was really special that we sang that today. And then the organist at the end put the bells on for the 3rd verse, which was just lovely. And then the other hymn that we sang, a total polar opposite, but again, bloomin' brilliant, was St. Patrick's Breastplate, which is one hell of a complicated hymn to sing. Take it from me, folks. It's the one that begins, "I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three." And it's got that lovely part in the middle that goes, "Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger. Christ in hearts of those who love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger." I love that. I couldn't believe we sang that. That must have been the minister's idea, because he mentioned it in his sermon. And he also quoted C.S. Lewis, which he has a tendency of doing, and I love it when he does that. Woohoo! Anyhow, so that was great. Oh, and the choir sang this incredible piece from Rachmaninoff's Vespers, and they had to do it a cappella, and they were brilliant. I wish I'd recorded both that and the St. Patrick's breastplate. I didn't think to, for some stupid reason. yeah, so church was just lovely today. Now, unfortunately, I had a seizure during the coffee hour. That was not so fun, but it only lasted a minute or so, and I actually felt okay afterward, which is nice, because two friends and I went out for lunch this afternoon. But I'll get to that in a minute. I have a couple funny stories to tell you folks. First of all, my minister's quite a card. Today during his sermon, he meant to say something like, he was discussing somebody passing, getting a university degree and passing a university course. And he meant to say he passed with distinction. Only he said he passed with extinction. I'm sorry. I couldn't help but find that really funny. And, you know, even the minister did. He started to laugh, too. And he said, "Did I actually say passing with extinction?" But I guess we'll all pass with extinction one of these days. Another thing he said that was totally deliberate was, we had some visitors today, and he said, "They come from the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, that being Scotland." So, there you go, Mac McColgan, James McColgan. I'm sure you've thought so already, and now it's just been verified. That is, of course, because we are Presbyterian, and a lot of our religious traditions were handed down from the Scots. Anyhow, yes, despite the seizure, I felt okay afterward, thank God. The only thing I didn't like was that, like, people were trying to talk to me while I was having the seizure, and while I'm having a seizure, I can't speak very well. I can't get words to come out, or if I do, I repeat the same words over and over again. So, at one point, a friend of mine had to say to somebody else that she's having a seizure, and then, of course, that worried people needlessly, because it only lasted a minute, but, yeah, well, I was okay, and all was well. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and I just got a text. Ah, brilliant. That was from my friend Karen, who took my other friend Tracy and I out for lunch today. And sorry, Julian of Norwich. right, yes, so went out for lunch with two lovely friends to a cafe called Symposium in Ancaster. I assume it's a chain, because I know there's one in Mississauga as well. Food was absolutely lovely. There was so much stuff there that I wanted to try, so I had a heck of a hard time making decisions. I ended up getting a Thai sesame chicken wrap, which was really good, and fries, and we had cocktails to start. I had a mimosa, which I hadn't had in years. For those who may not be familiar with cocktails, for the uninitiated, mimosas are champagne and orange juice. And it had some fresh fruit floating in the goblet. It was really nice. My friend Tracy had the same thing I did, and Karen had Eggs Benedict because she was still in breakfast mode. I was tempted to have